Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy give you more on your drive home. And with NIB, you get more than just health insurance. As a partner that helps you put your health first, there's a range of other perks when you join NIB, like heaps of health and wellbeing discounts through NIB Rewards. Visit nib.com.au. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How we doing, guys?
I am full of dumpling and I feel a bit sick.
Oh, were you playing the game? We haven't played that in ages. Who's got a dump in their mouth?
No, I just had dumplings that were meant to be for lunchtime, but they took a long time to get here. And now I'm
very full. Oh, did you do the one star?
I had a pre-show dump and now I'm feeling very, very funny in the tummy.
And now you feel more full. That's weird. Because
they have a funny taste to them too. Anyway.
Dumplings?
Yeah. Well, the good thing about the ones I got, I'm just now worried that I'm going to hear about this later.
Well, the good thing is with dumplings, you're only going to be tasting, hearing about that for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Anyway.
Why do they taste funny?
I don't know. You know when you're eating something and you're hungry and you're like, this doesn't taste right, but I'm hungry, so I'm going to run the gauntlet.
Yep.
I ran the gauntlet.
Absolutely. I do that with anything that's been in my fridge. And sometimes I won't remember of eating it, but it's in my fridge.
Oh my God.
And so I'll be like, I'll have a go. Because my mum also taught me that the microwave kills everything.
Yes.
So I just microwave it and I'm like, shit, fine.
You've got iron guts, though. You're pretty good.
Oh, God. I remember
what's coming up?
That. Up next, I've got an urgent announcement for Australia. Oh. Yeah. I need your help. You won't get a lot out of it, but I will get heaps out of it. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Did you catch that on the microphone?
No, we didn't quite get that bit.
Our producers are still learning when we're on air and off air.
Yes, and I didn't even know you could put a camera there. Because we mentioned it yesterday and now it's all I've thought about. I'm talking about wing walking.
Winks. Winks.
If you missed yesterday's show and you don't know what wing walking in is, there is a woman and her name was Betty, I'm going to go with Bluga.
Hey.
Betty Boo. And she is 87 and she just did her fifth wing walk, which is when a plane goes up in the air, Betty Bromage, is when a plane goes up in the air and you get out of the seat and you climb up onto the wing and you
but
stand
like
on top of the
one of those planes that's got no roof, kind of like the old school Marx Brothers.
Wright
no,
brothers.
The Wright
Marx Brothers.
Harpo's up on the wing again.
And then you stand up and then it does loop-de-loops and you still hold on to the plane on the outside while it's going around.
Yes.
Anyway, you had some insane idea that you thought it would be fun and we shut that down.
Well, that's all I've been able to think of.
Of course.
And look.
You're like a moth to a flame.
I looked up how safe is wing walking.
Not safe.
Wing walking is a unique and exhilarating experience, but it does carry an element of risk.
Yeah.
Let's skip that bit. The risks associated with this flight are significantly higher than the risks associated with CAT or PT. I'm
what?
Not even.
What's that?
Oh, commercial air transport. Oh, it's more dangerous than public transport. That's what this is.
Well, yeah, you do take your life into your own hands sometimes when you get on the 109.
You do. Mm. You do. At least there's no weirdos sitting next to you.
I don't even know what a 109 is.
No, no. What is this, a woman who has not caught a bus in a long time?
I caught heaps overseas, though.
Oh, mate, those buses in Tuscany, they're not going to ride themselves, am I right? Anyway, I want to know, have you wing walked?
On wings.
One of these days I'm going to wing walk.
On wings.
Wing walk.
On 13 10 60, I'd love to hear from
you. No one is calling up who's wing walking.
So, Jesse, I asked Jesse to do some research into where I could go wing walking because I found out the costs here and because it's not too bad.
We couldn't get even insurance for you.
No,
if you
but we've worked out that's fine, isn't it? It's fine.
What do you mean it's fine?
Sonda, it's your own insurance, bro.
Yes.
So you go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with not having insurance.
But what about if you die? Then do I get any compo for the fact that I can't keep doing my job?
Why would you get compo anyway?
Well, because then I can't do my job because you're gone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm holding this show up.
Yeah. We'll find another one. It's fine.
That's actually the nicest thing you've said to me. I always assume there's just 10 in a row waiting.
Oh, don't pick me. That's not true. I can never make a show with anybody but you.
Jesse just has to drink a little more and it's him.
What did Annabelle say?
Nothing.
It was hurtful. How much does it cost to wing walk at the time of this writing? It is $985 for a full day course, or, I love this, you can do a $650 and just do a half day course. Why wouldn't I just do a half day?
Because you die.
Jesse, I asked you to do some research on wing walking. Where can I do it?
You can go to Washington State in the US in a place called Sequim.
And you, is that the only place I can go?
It's the only place in the world where you can do a walk-up wing walk. So you don't have to do any training.
Oh my god!
I don't mind doing. Bro, I don't mind doing a half day course though. If it means I don't have to go
to... He doesn't have the locations for where you can have done a half-day
course. I just thought you just
want
to roll up and wing walk.
You know what I think would be more impressive?
What?
If you flew your own plane into the air, then climbed out of your own plane and wing walked on that.
Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do?
Well, go with somebody else in their plane.
But this is what you do. You fly up and you have a co-pilot in the front seat and then you get out and you walk on your wing.
Oh, you're not just a passenger who wing walks. You're the co-pilot who wing walks.
Welcome to how good this is.
It's not good.
Wings.
131060, if you can help me go wing walking or you've ever been wing walking, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, can you help Tommy wing walk?
No song there, Jess.
Wings.
And if you're going, what is wing walking? It is a death wish is what it is. It
Incorrect.
Is exactly what you think.
It's just
the
more
wings
dangerous.
Of a plane. You fly in the air and then you climb out of the plane and you walk along the wings. And then the plane does loop the loops and you stay on and go upside down.
It is only more dangerous than public transport. That's what it said so far.
I don't think that's what it meant by PT.
It said commercial air travel. Yes, it did. And public transport. Of course, we're talking about wing walking.
Toward the wings.
Where's mine? I came up with one.
Did you?
Yeah, send it to Jez. Okay. Did you do mine, Jez? No, that wasn't mine. That's
Towards
a good one,
the
though.
Direction of wings.
So I'm asking, can you help me do this? Have you done it before? G'day, Chrissy.
G'day, Tommy.
Have you gone wing walking?
I have walked on the wings of an aeroplane.
Was the
air... In the air?
Oh, come on, guys. It wasn't in the air. It was on the tarmac, but I wing walked.
Why?
I mean, technically she did. You're right. Technically you did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You did. She
and
walked
on
the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
You can do it, Tommy.
No,
it's easy.
Chrissy, where were you and why were you on the wings of this airplane?
Well, I was in a backyard where a small aeroplane was and they were fixing it and I got up and just walked on the wings because I could.
What type of plane was it, Chrissy? Because now I don't know why, but I'm doubting you and I don't believe you even have walked on the wings of a plane.
Oh, right. Well, I have to call Mick, my mate with the plane, and he can call you and say,
it's always
you walked
a Mick
on the
with
wings.
The plane.
Hey, can Would Mick you? Take me up and can I walk on the wings in the air?
Well, the plane doesn't actually go up at the moment. It's being worked on. But you can walk on the wings. Come walk.
You do sound like someone, though, that wouldn't mind it doing it even if it was in the air. Is that true?
I'd give it a go.
Yeah, you've got a bit of that sound to you that you might be up for a bit of a challenge.
Fun.
Tommy, we could hold hands and we could dance on the wings and just hang out there together.
Oh, we could do anything, Chrissy. The world is our oyster up there. Thank you.
You could be the wind beneath her wings.
Oh, so I've got a fart. Is that what I've got? G'day, Shelley.
Hello.
Shelley, have you been wing walking?
Well, it was kind of a tire walk wing hold experience.
Because this is sounding like another no.
A tire walk?
Yeah. So I'll explain. God, so I was on a 2-year honeymoon in Africa.
Wow.
And
wow.
We did, yes, it was back in 1994.
2 years, Shelley.
It's longer than most.
Is that a 2 year honeymoon, or you just got at a honeymoon and then went on a long holiday?
Yeah, did you just marry someone rich?
No, it was a 2 year adventure honeymoon, yep. So we were in Victoria Falls and we did a half a day course.
Shelley, sorry, I at the moment I'm so caught up in the 2 year honeymoon thing. Are you? What an amazing thing! Are you still together?
We are.
Oh my gosh! And what do you do after 2 years? Like, do you just rock back up at work and go, "Hey, sorry, I took some time off for my honeymoon, but I'm back."
We quit our job, went and came back penniless.
Oh my god!
What the love story? Okay, yeah. So talk to us. You're back. We're back at Niagara Falls.
We're at
Niagara Falls.
All right. So Victoria Falls.
We
did a course. They put us in these banana yellow jumpsuits. So what you had to do was you actually went up into the air, and then it was a parachute jump as well. So you had to, it was called a zip line parachute jump. So you had to step out onto the tire, the wheel of the plane, holding onto the wing. And then they did like a 3, 2, 1, you jumped backwards, and then the zip line opened, the parachute opened. And then you sort of sailed down, and then they taught you how to fall. And that was it. It was really cool. And my husband made me go first, and I did it. And then I landed, knocked the wind out of me, thought I was dead. But then
imagine
I kind of got
there. And then he's got another 2 years of honeymoon by himself.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, guys, NIB is more than just health insurance. Check out nib.com.au.
Yes, and your membership gets you access to discounts and you get perks. You can get discounts on things like groceries and fuel, natural therapy, yoga, Pilates, which some people call pies and lattes if you want to have a bit of fun.
Hey, and the checkup's a dedicated resource too for NIB members. They've got useful information there for health and well-being from all the experts.
Yes.
Coming up next.
Yep.
You know how Trump got raided the other day?
I do.
There is a little detail that I don't think was discussed enough.
Great.
That I've thought about far too much since. And I'm still, jury's out for me how you do it and how he did it. We're going to discuss it next.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So all this week we've been reading about Donald Trump having his...
You've been doing it for your job.
Yes. My other job.
Yes.
He was raided.
Yes. They
classified documents they're trying to find. Anyway.
He lives in a hotel.
Does he?
That's what got raided. It was a 120-room hotel that he's been using as his primary residence. The Mar-a-Lago.
Yes. Oh, but Mar-a-Lago Resort and Apartment.
It's what
like
do you mean?
A hotel. Like, is he in a little room
hotel.
In a hotel?
He's got the whole hotel.
He lives in the whole hotel.
Well, he owns the whole hotel.
But is he in like a room, a suite? Or
no,
is he...
no, I think he's got the whole thing now.
God. He also pled the Fifth Amendment today before a New York Attorney General.
Repeat that information because I
allegedly he lives in a different room every night. Yeah.
Anyway, they're obviously trying to find these classified documents. And I'd read reports that they were looking in his sewage because he'd flushed them down the toilets.
Yes.
Right?
There's no one worse to be looking through their bogs than Donald Trump.
Anyone's bog. Even a supermodel's bog you're not looking through, you know.
A super boggle. It's just a glitter-covered turd.
We're all the same underneath it all, you know.
Are we?
Although some of us have better diets that lead to often. So he doesn't have a good diet, so his might be okay. You know? Anyway, let's not spend too much time
I reckon somehow,
about
despite being sober, there'd always be hungover bogs.
That's not what I wanted to get bogged down in, though. What I wanted to discuss was there's also reports that he ate some of the classified documents. He ripped them up. I mean, I assume he ripped them up. Maybe he didn't.
That's
maybe
so
he just
funny.
Put them all down, rolled up the tube, and just down they went. But
I mean,
yes, they think he may have eaten them. Imagine the paper cuts on the way down.
Just picturing a man just with bits of paper around his mouth.
And then them going, did
saying,
you eat anything?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Donald, did you take the staples out? No.
Oh, God. But also, there'd be so many documents. So how much is he having to eat? Like, how many pages full? And are you doing it in one sitting? Or are you doing it over weeks?
How quickly
or...
do you reckon you could eat that piece of paper?
Is this what we're getting to? You're going to get me to eat paper. I will eat one bit just to see how hard it is to get down.
No, that's the littlest bit. That's our evidence. You've taken off a corner. That's evidence. Because if we get raided, someone's going to know what's on the show. That's the tiniest piece of paper. Why? You've had the tiniest bit of paper.
Will this hurt me, harm me?
What
I think
are you
this
talking
is dumb.
About?
Guys, don't do this at home. This is stupid. How am I becoming like Trump?
But what do you mean? You're not even eating it.
I'm chewing it.
You've had a square inch of paper.
I'm not going to eat a full A4 piece of paper, am I?
Well,
why not?
Because I'm not Trump.
So.
do not.
Tommy's almost got a whole page in there.
Okay, stop that. Don't.
Chew.
This is dumb. We're better than this.
Chew.
Take it out.
Okay. Now, drink some water.
It'll
help get it down.
Don't you. Take it out.
I have.
Take it out.
I have.
You have it.
I might have. It's gone.
Fine. Take it.
Go on. Go on,
please.
Carrie.
Take it out.
Go on.
Take it out. It's like I've got a child. Okay, got it.
It's like when a dog eats something.
Yes, and you've got to get it out of the dog's mouth. Oh, so slobberish. Oh, they got wet hand. What I want to know on 131060 was how you destroyed the evidence.
I tried to eat it.
No, there must be other creative ways other than flushing it down the toilet or chewing it.
Yeah, great.
I mean, if you did eat the evidence, I'm up for that as well. 131060, how did you destroy the evidence?
Give us a call. Carrie and Tommy. It's your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, how did you destroy the evidence?
Yep. Trump ate it. That's what he did.
Trump ate it.
Apparently he ate the evidence.
Isn't it so great to think that a former president's still eating stuff?
Like, just like to get he's rid like of a it, five-year-old you know I mean? Again. Yeah.
Like your first instinct is also your first instinct, no matter what your age is.
Yeah. No, apparently flushed it down the toilet and ate it.
Together.
Not in that order.
No.
Ate it, and then flushed it down the toilet. Nicole, what did you eat, or how did you destroy the evidence?
So I have a paper eating incident too. Oh. I was in grade 5, and we had a new teacher, and the class was handing around some note with really nasty things written on it, and I was the one that got caught with the note, and she pulled me up in front of the whole classroom and wanted me to give her the note, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to get caught with all these nasty things written on there, so I shoved it in my mouth and started chewing it. And I don't think she expected that I was going to do that. I think she was a bit flabbergasted.
I still think that was a good move,
Nicole. So did you swallow, or did you just hold it in there?
I was chewing and chewing, and she made me spit it out, but by the time she made me spit it out, it was
you couldn't
pretty
read
much
it.
Destroyed.
But, Nicole, what lesson did you learn from this? Because I reckon that was good. Was that good?
I think it was good too. I don't remember the punishment, so it must have been good.
No, I mean, did you ever think you'd have this in common with the former US president?
Oh, God, no.
Do you have anything else in common with him, Nicole?
No. I'm not a Trump supporter.
Thanks, Nicole. So what are we telling people? Eat your evidence.
But she didn't fully eat it. She chewed the evidence.
No, that's eating.
No, eating is swallowing.
Just enough to
chewing, like just chewing it round in your mouth is not eating it, is it?
Yeah, because it was enough to. Can we go back to Nicole?
Make
for a
it.
Nicole, I'm assuming it was enough to make it illegible, right?
It was enough to make it not readable. Yep.
I reckon that's chewed the evidence.
I agree. So you're saying, Nicole, it doesn't fit the phone?
No, I'm just saying if you want to say the lesson here, chew the evidence. I think eating the evidence is bad for your intestines and your digestive
system. So what are we saying to kids? Chew the evidence.
We're not telling the kids to do
well,
either.
We're going
to
tell the kids something. Because what's the point of doing radio if we can't tell them? Why study hard when you can just chew the evidence?
Sarah, how did you destroy the evidence?
So I actually got terminated from a previous job. This was about 5 years ago. And they sent me some documentation in the mail, which at the time my ex-partner, I told him that I quit. So I made soup and I put soup, yes. Mm-hmm. And I put both pages, there was two pages, in the soup, and I used the blender sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use that for the soup, and I served soup for dinner, and we both ate it.
So he ate the evidence as well.
Oh, my. I don't know.
Yes, he did.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can. Sarah did it.
Well, we did now, yeah.
Sarah, does he know he's eaten evidence?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I knew. He did not.
Yes, of course.
He does now.
He still to this day does not know.
Oh my gosh. This is why you shouldn't eat soup. It's not a real meal and it could have evidence in it.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up a little bit later on, an AFL great joins the show.
But first, ladies, it's Kegel time.
It's Kegel time. Take your pelvic floor to paradise. my, please don't wee. Now do your kegels with me.
3, 2, 1, clench.
Go. It's a lot quicker than I ever remember doing them. Are you doing them?
Yeah.
I'm doing them.
Sorry, I should have asked. Can our eyes also do
I'm sure it's a benefit in some way.
I'm unsure about which bit I'm squeezing.
Yeah,
so
it's
I'm
the
just bit,
but it's,
bit,
it's the, can I say the word?
The gooch, yeah, you can say gooch.
It's the middle bit, I think.
You're Graham.
It's not the front, not the back, but the middle. Anyway, this is just a little thing we do every few weeks. A bit of a public service announcement. I just thought, you know what? We've got to do our kegels.
Every few weeks? Why?
I mean, I think you're meant to do them daily, but I'm certainly not dedicating time each day from our show to kegels.
Just so I'm not embarrassed, am I the only one still doing them?
No, I'm doing them too.
Okay, great.
That's why my speech has become a bit funny because I'm trying to concentrate on the
kegels.
That's
why I've gone slightly cross-eyed.
I didn't get the Graham joke.
It's all right. Doesn't matter.
Hey, up next, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to? You can stop now. Have a look what's next and work out how you're going to tease that.
Well, this thing would have done its kegels.
Yes, yeah, someone else has done some kegels.
Oh, yes.
Yes, next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Harry Styles, late night talking for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Jesse, when you're all late night talking, what's it about?
No, you know we can't talk about that on air.
Okay. Hey, this is a bit of fun because imagine for a moment you're Grant Simonson, right?
I'm Grant Simonson.
Yep. You're in the you're in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very awake. That's the words he used.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the middle of the night. It's the middle of the night. But you're very awake.
Okay.
And so you've gone for a wander about 3 a.m.
Gone for a wander within the house or outside the house?
Oh, no, mate. You're too awake for inside the house.
Okay.
Yeah. You've already explored every nook and cranny inside your house.
Oh, he's got insomnia, does he?
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon he does.
It's horrible. I get that sometimes.
It probably costs him a fortune too. Yeah. 3 a.m., he notices that the church is open. The window at the church in his local neighborhood is open. And so he thinks, I'll go have a look because he wanted to explore.
Nothing less creepy than a church at 3 a.m.
Yeah, he wanted to explore. And that's when he was noticed on the CCTV and the authorities were alerted. They've come and they've gone to apprehend Grant. Mm. And he's laying down on the ground.
What?
He's laying down on the ground because they've come to apprehend him, the cops.
So, you mean they find him laying down or they put him down on the ground?
They've done the police thing where they've yelled at him from a distance, get on the floor, hands where you can see him.
What's he done wrong? Yeah. Didn't he go into an open church?
He's broken into a church window.
You said it was open.
The window.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then just when he's thinking, can my life get any worse, before the cops can get to him, there's a skunk who somehow is also in the church, comes up and sprays.
We've all got our sins that we've got to
If it's Peppy, he's got a few. He comes and sprays him on the ground. So he's laying on the ground.
Oh.
The skunk comes up and sprays him, and then he gets cuffed.
That's disgusting.
Isn't it?
I'm surprised they still cuffed him. Wouldn't you go, ah, I don't want to touch that.
You've had enough. Yeah. You're very awake and you smell.
I've had skunk spray before.
What do you mean?
What?
So when I lived in America when I was a kid, Mum and I lived in Colorado.
Yes.
And at the back of our property there was a lake, a river, and we'd go walking around it all the time. There were skunks the whole way along and they'd often spray.
Would they?
Yes.
So does it
must
come
be
out
something
there
to do?
Butthole.
I always, to be honest, I don't know. Okay. I just assume that's where it comes from. It looks like, don't they lift up their
tail?
Skunky
tail? They lift
tails?
Up their tail and go...
That's a lot.
Which made me ask the question, does it come out there? Bumhole.
Where else would it come out of? It must come
does
out.
Does it? So are they farting on people?
Yeah, what actually is it?
Oh, my God.
Like, have a pair of specialised sacs located in their anus. Each sac is connected to the outside by a small duct that opens just inside the anus. God. The sacs are merely pouches that store an extremely foul-smelling secretion produced by glands that line the sacs. Oh, it is actually what you think it is. It's so exactly what it is.
How much would dad skunks, they'd have all those jokes where they do a fart and someone would go, that's bad, and they go, you think that's bad?
Oh, look at it. Look at it on the internet.
So is that what you were covered in as a child?
As a kid. But, like, they'd just get your feet or something. It wasn't like I had a face full of skunks.
Oh, you're right. If it's just a skunk's jacksie on your feet, that's fine. What's the point? Is it to
mark? And there was beavers there as well.
Like it smells so bad that you run away.
To repel predators.
To repel
yeah,
predators.
Well, it'd work. It'd repel everybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Except
so
the
what
cops
do you want to do calls on?
Well, I was going to do calls on animals and crime, but I now just want to know about skunks and their... Give us a call. 1060.
Stop making it.
No, do it again.
That last one was Jesse.
Do it again.
It's making me feel a bit funny.
Is it? What about this when you go?
I assume
1060. I've got two calls here. Have you been sprayed by a skunk? And can you make the sound effect? Give us a call. I want to hear from both.
Can someone Google what a skunk sounds like when it's making that sound?
No, we'll just take them.
No,
we'll
I'm just sure if we're on the mark or not.
Would you want to try one? Quickly. Just give us one quick. Oh, Carrie, that's gross. Give us a call.
1060 is the number.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon. Yeah. And on 1060, can you make a skunk noise or have you been sprayed by a skunk?
This poor guy. It's the worst noise I've ever heard.
This bloke was very awake.
Isn't it just does it, something to
it's heaps.
Yeah. This guy was very awake.
He was very awake in the middle of the night.
He went for a wander.
Yes, got arrested as he broke into the church. And then as he was on the ground waiting to be handcuffed, a skunk came along and went...
We don't know that's how they sound, though, when they do their skunk spray.
I'm actually not done.
Stop it. Sonda, you're just encouraging him. It's not even that funny. Stop it now.
Squeeze it out.
Turn this mic off.
Oh, my God.
Michella. Sorry, Carrie. Turn his mic off.
I can't.
Hold on. I'm back. Is yours off?
No, you're off.
I'm back now.
Oh, no.
I'm back. His is off, though. No, stop making that noise.
Turn mine back on.
Magella, have you been sprayed by a skunk or are you calling up to make that hideous noise?
Neither. I haven't been sprayed by a skunk, but I have been shat on by a hippopotamus.
Oh, my God. You've made my day, Magella. What happened?
I worked a long time ago in Ireland as a TV presenter on young people's programs, and I was doing this show where I was feeding the hippopotamuses in the zoo, and I was standing inside the railings flinging bananas into their mouths. And I just saw, that was being filmed, and I just saw the, you know, cameraman and everyone just backing away. But being the professional that I was, I just kept speaking. What I didn't know was that hippos, when they want to mark their territory, they poop and wag their tail at the same time. And there's their nearby switch and my entire back got sprayed with people watching.
That is disgusting. Did it make a noise while it did it?
No, it didn't. It was silent but deadly.
Oh,
because Magella, I've seen this because it's fascinating because they shoot the poo out, but then the tail chops it up like it goes like whips around and whips it into bits, so it's like a machine gun fire.
Yes. And let me tell you, if you're standing within 2 feet of them, you get covered in it.
Oh, Magella, you're the best. Thank you.
It's the glamour of media, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Magella, just to make it even more glamorous, do you want to attempt the sound of a skunk spraying?
Ooh, why not? Why not? Okay,
go
let's
for it.
Try.
Okay. I'm not convinced that's even the noise it makes. Did someone find?
Hang on, I'll have another go.
No, you won't. I'll turn your mic off.
Okay.
Who have we got now? Right. Lisa.
Lisa, do you want me to try? I'll try. G'day, Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, have you been sprayed by a skunk?
No, I haven't been sprayed by a skunk, but I've been sprayed with anal glands by many a dogs, and that is the most disgusting smell in the world.
Oh, this happened to my housemate, and he had to cut off his T-shirt.
Yeah, well, one day when I went to work, so I'm a vet nurse, but one day I arrived at work, and if a dog's, like, nervous or scared, they'll use that as a defence mechanism, like the skunk, and they'll spray that funk all over you. So literally just got to work, there's a dog there for an hour clip, restrained it for the hour clip. But then I'm like, what is that smell? Great. First thing of the day, had to strip off, wear my boss's pants all day, because that smell will not leave you.
What did your boss wear?
He was wearing another pair of his pants. He actually has a house. He has a room in the clinic, so he had a wardrobe full of clothes that I rated.
Okay. Good on you. Thanks, Liz. Let's go.
You're not going
to
ask Lise if she wants to.
Oh, Lise, sorry. Do you want to do the sound of a skunk spraying?
What a sloppy old skunk.
Have we found the actual noise? Do we have no?
Well, we've got Glenn. Do you want Glenn?
Does Glenn know the actual noise?
Glenn, we've had hippo and dog, but we haven't had an actual run-in with a skunk. Have you been sprayed by an actual skunk?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you winner. Great work. What happened?
I was working as a golf caddy in New York, and I was on my way to work one morning, and there was something rustling in one of the garbage bins near the train station.
Oh, my gosh.
And I stuck my head over to have a look, and I must have freaked.
Oh my God.
It literally just sprayed all over me, and then I had to have a 20-minute train ride to work.
Oh, my God. Did you have to wear your boss's pants?
No, definitely not. No, she wouldn't have liked that. the whole train could smell me when I got to the caddy shack at work. They actually turned me around and sent me home. I had to go all the way home and get changed because it was so toxic.
So do you remember the sound that it made?
Well, it actually had like a tone to it. It was like a...
I'm happy with it.
Have we found the actual sound? Jesse, do we have the actual sound?
I still think it's more like this.
Go out, Jesse.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I was just reading online that Olivia Newton-John's family have accepted the offer of a state funeral. Apparently it's going to be more of a celebration, a big concert, than it is a traditional funeral, but that'll be a beautiful place to remember her and remember an amazing woman.
Yep.
I was watching Michael Bublé on TV this morning, and I had no idea that one of the first ever gigs he played before anybody knew who he was a support act for Olivia Newton-John. This is him talking about her.
There's people that walk into a room and they brighten up their room and they just bring a lot of light. She was one of my lessons of how I wanted to be. You know, that's how I want to be. I want to make people feel like that. And when I met her, no one knew who the hell I was. And I was just so happy to get the chance to play for crowds that big. And she was just so way too cool and way too sweet.
Wow.
Lovely sentiment.
Yeah.
And the other thing I learned that Pete Hellier told me the other day is, you know, Hopelessly Devoted to You, one of... There's no better high since you put no love aside. Sorry. Why am I trying to sing?
No, it was good. That was good.
One of her absolute greatest tunes could never have been, because apparently they finished filming Grease, Pete was saying, and they wrapped up filming, and then she said, where was my solo? And she had in her contract that she got to have a solo in the movie Grease, and they hadn't done it yet. So they went back and recreated a moment for her to sing a solo song, which was Hopelessly Devoted to You, that became the greatest hit that it became from that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Amazing, isn't it? Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because I think I might have a new mentor.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, this person doesn't know that they're my mentor yet, but their words have changed the way that I've been living my life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. The other day I mentioned to my mate that I was feeling stressed about something.
Yeah.
It was, I got a gig kind of backed up, and he said, hey, don't I just have a bit stressed? And he just said offhand, he goes, yeah, but pressure is a privilege. And I said, what?
Pressure is a privilege.
And he said, well, you know, when we were in like lockdown, there was no pressure to do anything, but it was also awful. And
miserable.
So now that we can do stuff, pressure is a privilege. And I said, I knew it wasn't him. He's an idiot, right? So I said, who?
But I guess that's true if you think about it, because even some of the pressure comes from lots of different demands, but even having people that want things from you and need things from you is a privilege that not everyone has.
And I said, where'd you get that? And he said, I think it was Nick Riewoldt. Of course, AFL legend. And so
wise man.
I have since said this about five times a day.
Oh, is this your new thing? You're going around?
Yep. And I tell everyone, it's not mine. That's Nick Riewoldt. Don't you worry. And I thought, I've never actually checked if Nick did say that. And I've now said it about 4,000 times.
The phrase?
I don't know.
Do you think Nick also got inspired by someone else? Maybe this phrase goes back generations.
I don't know, but we have the great man joining us now. G'day, Nick.
Hello, Tommy. Hey, Carrie. How are you?
Very well, Nick.
First questions first. Thank you for inspiring me.
That's not a question, Tommy.
Yeah, that's true, actually. God, my mentor's turned on me.
Hey, all good mentors keep you accountable.
This is true. Did you coin the phrase? Or firstly, did you ever say it?
I've said it before. And the second part of your question was, did I coin the phrase? I just heard you say that, no, it wasn't my friend. He's an idiot. Well, you can say the same about me, because no, I didn't coin the phrase. I actually think it was Billie Jean King. I think it belongs to her. If you can own a phrase, but
yeah.
I have said it in the past. But I gotta come clean. This is just one of a billion quotes that over the course of my AFL career, my teammates just got sick of me rolling out the same crap all the time. So I had a million, you know, like, hey boys, pressure's a privilege. Hey boys, take the hard path, not the easy path. Hey boys, get up early. If you win the morning, you win the day. Like
Hold on, slow down. We're just writing these down, Nick. We need one for each day.
Because my other mentor actually tells me win the morning, win the day.
Oh, does he?
Yes, and maybe. I thought that was from him. It's not.
It's a good one. Hey, Tommy, I'm interested. So when has been a moment recently where you've had to deal with pressure? Because I look at you and I think he's just a happy-go-lucky guy. Like, when are you under pressure? Is that not the case, Carrie?
I mean, let's not dig too deep on this. We have enough on-air counselling sessions on this show.
When was the last time? Yeah, that's a good question Nick has for you. Your mentor was asking you to, you know, dig a bit deeper.
Well, I had a couple in a row. It was recording the TV stand-up spot over in Canada, and then being jet-lagged and recording my stand-up special for Amazon back here. And I was reminding myself, as I'm in the wings to go on stage at the theatres, and there's cameras, I said to myself, pressure is a privilege.
Did you actually say it to yourself?
Absolutely. Yeah, and then I walked out there. And in my head, in the back of my head, I was thinking, Riewoldt, you bloody beauty. Thank you.
Well, hey, it's nice to know that you can, like, have a positive impact without sort of being directly involved. So I feel privileged, Tommy, that I've played that role for you.
Well, I didn't know I was putting you under so much pressure, but thank you.
Yeah,
Nick, I love it.
I love it, mate. It's a good one. And look, if you're feeling a bit flat, you need another one, you've got my number now, mate. So just pick the phone up.
Give us one more. Give us one more for the way out.
What do you want to do? Do you want to engage in discipline or indulgence?
Whoa. That's a good one for you.
Well, indulgence every time.
Exactly. Yeah. So perhaps you need
Tommy, everything you do, every decision you make is taking closer to you, it's taking you closer to where you want to be or further away.
I'll be honest, I'm confused by that one, but I'm still in awe. Thank you, mentor.
Well, are you choosing the path that's further away from where you want to end up? By all of these indulgences and stuff, you're heading the wrong direction.
Yeah, but they're so fun.
I know, but you don't see Nick Riewoldt indulging in. I mean, he might. I don't want to speak for you, Nick, but you feel like a man that...
I'm about to go have a tequila, Carrie. So.
Yeah, you strike me as a man that chooses discipline over indulgence.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country, if you drive home this arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love it when the man in his bedroom pops up and says, I've got something for you.
Do you mean the guy that hides out in a cave in Ipswich and does all our audio production on this show?
Everything you hear that goes to air on this show is through this man, and he is in his
bedroom. That makes it sound like we talk into his bottom and it comes out his mouth.
I know, that's how it works.
Hello, Jezalenko.
Guys, I apologise in advance for the nightmare fuel that I'm about to bring you, but I was mucking around on the internet the other day, and I just had to show you guys this thing. Do you guys know much about AI?
Artificial intelligence.
No, it always confuses me a bit. Yeah.
Well, machine learning, right? It's basically computers getting smarter and then thinking for themselves, and it's all a bit scary.
Computers are going to take our jobs. Yes. They can read auto cue and news read.
Jez, is this where you tell us you're a computer?
I am an AI. You guys have never actually seen me in real life, have you? Yeah. There's a new website called Crayon, and it's Crayon with AI in it, right? And what you can do is type in any prompt and it will generate a image from that prompt, right?
So I might be able to type in yellow hamburger mug.
Exactly. And it kind of dreams up 8-9 images from that prompt. So I've just put one in our little group chat. I've just realised this is very visual for radio too.
That's all right. That's perfect for us.
Carrie, Tommy Show, that's where all our night fuel goes.
I don't understand. What am I looking at?
So this is the website. I've put in the word, an illustration of a baby hedgehog in a cape staring at its own reflection in a mirror, and it's computer program has searched the web and then dreamt up these images
hedgehog
from that
mirror.
Yeah.
So Jez, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was quite as literal. I thought you meant you type in like Carrie slushy whatever, and it just comes up with an abstract image. You literally type in person jumping into lake. And it will draw up that. So you've
But isn't that
done,
just a Google search? I don't
know. No, because it creates these.
It's created so this from nothing, so
these,
right?
These are original images.
Yeah.
Oh, from that sentence, an illustration of a baby hedgehog in a cape staring at its reflection in a mirror. And now it's come up with 9 pictures of baby hedgehogs staring. Yes. And it's the same hedgehog.
So what it does is search the internet and uses references, like reference photos to dream them up, right? So I've put another one in that says...
performing a surgery on a banana. There is a banana having surgery performed on it.
I'm starting to get scared because I can see how. So this is a bandaged up banana that's already starting to terrify me.
Oh, and look at that. It looks so a bit like human, like an arm penis. Or something. I'm thinking arm, you're thinking peen.
I don't think you were thinking arm. I think you just cleaned it up for the show. Okay.
I still don't think I get it, but sure. Mm.
When it gets real scary is when I started putting in people that I know.
Oh, my God.
So because it uses reference photos from the internet, I thought, well, Tommy Little, he's on the internet a bit, right? So I put in Tommy Little. Oh, I thought
Tommy
this would be
surgery
funny.
Surgery on a banana, and then it just popped up with.
I just put in something silly real quick. I was like, Tommy Little, the comedian dressed as a little piggy.
But it doesn't look like Tommy.
Yeah, so I don't think there are enough reference photos of Tommy on the internet, right?
I know. He's not famous enough yet, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But what are these? Who's that guy, pig thing?
I don't know.
There must be another Tommy on the internet that it's used, right? But it's real scary stuff.
That's terrifying, bro.
It doesn't know how to do faces yet.
I don't think I get it enough to be terrified by it.
Yeah. So then I put Carrie Bickmore holding a big carrot. I thought that'd be funny. And then...
Oh my. I'm out.
I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
But why is that weird? They're just photos of me from the project desk, because kind of with a morphed face, holding a hair. My shoulders look good in that one. Holding a carrot.
Because have you looked at the photos?
But why do I look like that? They're just pieces.
I don't think the program really knows how to make faces yet. It doesn't really know what a face
is. It certainly doesn't, kind of... unless that's what my face looks like.
I assume that Tommy, was before what was makeup.
You did.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
So
R&B Fridays presents
F-R-I-D-A-Y-G. Fridays Live.
Fridays! Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, and many more. Tickets on sale tomorrow from frontiertouring.com.
Shout out to Romani.
Oh, she'll love that. She'd love to go to Fridays Live. Do you think we can get Romani for Fridays Live tickets?
She can enter the draw.
Maybe she can come as my plus one.
CarrieandTommy.com. Head to our win page. Anyway.
Done. You do pay attention sometimes.
Jesse, do you want to enter the number in?
We are dialing.
Who are we calling? Billy? Should we do Billy?
I think.
No?
I'm not sure. I was going to get their
name. This is Billy.
Oh, there we go. That's what I thought. G'day, Billy. It's Carrie and Tommy here, mate. How are you going?
I'm very well, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What are you up to?
Honestly, just studying some football at the moment.
Studying some football? Is that a job?
That's what we say when we want to get away with the sentence. Just watching the game.
No, it's not a job. It's a hobby.
Yes. Hey, Billy, you want to go to R&B Fridays Live?
Nothing more. I would love.
You've got tickets, bro.
Thank you so much.
You're going to see your mate Craig David.
I love that. Thank you so much,
mate. We do what we can.
So much,
we live to give, Billy. Have a great time. Enjoy the rest of the game, and we'll see you there.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good afternoon.
R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, and heaps more. Playing across the country this November. Tickets are on sale 11 a.m. tomorrow from frontiertouring.com.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you ever spend any time thinking about, because this consumes a lot of my thought, I know it's weird, thinking about why some parts of the body are sexual and others aren't?
Whenever I think about sex a lot,
which is
most of the time, but it makes me giggle when it's like, just two people pushing bits of their body together.
Yes,
like, it's so funny. And it's like, hey, I've got this bit and I've got this bit. And it doesn't, that can be whatever bit you're into. It's like, can we together?
Okay, and that's going to this is all getting
and that's going to,
I knew I shouldn't try and have this conversation
consume
with you. I don't mean, it's not talk. I just mean more like, why would my elbow not turn you on? Mm. Well, not you specifically.
No, continue.
Why does an elbow not turn someone on?
Oh, there's people it does.
But boobs do. Or, like, why have we decided that a bum is a sexual thing but kneecaps aren't?
I mean...
Do you know what I mean? Like, when did that begin?
on, what do you mean, when did that begin?
Who decided they're the bits that are sexual?
Well, as you guys know, I have the masters in. So
why is neck or neck, I guess, is erogenous zone, so it makes you feel something. So that's why
it's is that why it's called rogering? Because of erogenous?
Oh, no.
Sorry, Jesse, I cut you off. Go on.
What was he doing? I missed it.
I don't know.
He told me about some body parts, and he mentioned his neck, and then his back.
Yeah, I was just listing something. I was like, oh, that's the same category.
What was the next one? Because I know the last one's crack. What's the next one?
Oh, is it crack that comes out? I couldn't remember the rest of the lyrics to that song.
Okay. But do you know what? Like, do you know what I'm getting at? No, like ankles.
Mm. Because
why don't I go, and I try and find a push-up bra for them, you know?
Are you saying you should push up your ankles?
No, I'm just saying. It's weird you don't find it weird?
I mean,
no. We've all just decided what is the bits.
But usually it's the bits that are involved in sex, the sexualized
bits. Yes, but why
bits.
Did those bits become the bits involved in... Why did my boobs become the bits involved in sex?
Because, I think Freud would say that it's because of you sucking on them as a baby.
Oh, God. Right.
but I didn't want to.
Okay, this is all about my mama, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
According to him. But,
she's got nice kneecaps. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, you can find more of Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. With NIB, you get more than just health insurance. As a partner that helps you put your health first, there's a range of other perks when you join NIB. Visit nib.com.au.